Begin the current daf Masechtas Brachas daf Chaf Aleph. We begin on Amen Aleph. We begin with Tosis Divrei Maaskel. Tosis begins with the words of the Gemara. Vahari Tefillah. What are you going to do with davening Shmoneh Esrei? The Davar Shat Tzibra V'chula. That's something also that the Tzibra is involved in, which Tosis come to explain two primary points. One is, why did the Gemara ask from Krishma, didn't also ask from the Birchas Krishma? And second of all, why was the Gemara's question only on Rav Chisda and not also on Ravina, who he holds here Kedibur Dami, only asking on Rav Chisda, who holds here is Lav Kedibur Dami? And that is, the Gemara had answered from Rav Adbar Ava that the reasoning for Rav Chisda that holds that a Balkari, why does he have to go ahead and think in the words of Krishma, even though he holds here is Lav Kedibur Dami? It's because, yes, you're right, you're not fulfilling any obligation by thinking about the Parashah of Shema, but we want the Balkari at least to be engaged in the thought of something that the Tzibur is involved in at that time. On that, the Gemara asks, but what's with Tefillah? The halacha is that if he's davening with the Tzibur and he recalls that he's a Balkari, so the halacha is, okay, you don't stop mid-sentence in Shmoneh Esrei, so rather you abridge each of the brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei. But the Gemara says the inference is, but if he didn't start davening Shmoneh Esrei yet, then he shouldn't start. And what is the inference is that we don't say that he should involve himself with something that the Tzibur is involved with. So that's the Gemara's question on Rav Chisda, but why? According to the interpretation, we're saying that the reason why you think in Shema, so you shouldn't be idle when the Tzibur is involved in something, the same thing should apply to Shmoneh Esrei. And that is Taisiv Im Taima, and Taisiv says, to take a second look over here. Amai Shavik, why are we leaving when we're asking a question on Rav Chisda? Bava, the Krishma, the case, what are we middle discussing right now? Halach of our Mishnah. The Gemara was discussing the case of Krishma. The Koi Begava, that's what we're middle of dealing with. In other words, the Gemara, if it's asking a question, instead of going to some other Mishnah, to some other context, where it sounds like, oh, that he's not going to think in the Tefillah with the Tzibur, why are you going over there? The question should have been asked from our Mishnah itself, which we're talking about. It was saying that you think in Shema, but you don't think in Birchas Krishma. The question should have been, why? The Davash Tzibra Sukkin Bai, that's something that the Tzibra is involved in the Nukutani, and still we learn in our Mishnah, that Eina Mevarich Lefanei V'chulu, that yes, you think in the words of Shema, but you don't think in the words of the Birchas Krishma. Why? But that's something that the Tzibra is involved in. They're not just saying Shema, they're also saying all the Birchas Krishma, Yitzar, and Ahavas Olam, and all these brachas. The question should have been asked from the Birchas Krishma, why is it going to some other Mishnah regarding that of Tefillah? Says to his V'yashlim, what you could say is that you're right. We could have asked from the Birchas Krishma, but Mishum Revusa, the Tefillah Parchmanei. There's an added chiddush, added bonus that we wanted to ask from the Halacha of Shemayin Asim, which is that Avagav the Tefillah Mu'umid, although when people damage Shemayin Asim, you stand up. Now, V'nir L'kolim, therefore it's obvious to everyone, She'ein Zalimit Kamaisim. Then there's a stark difference over here with the Balkari. He's not standing up just like everybody else. And even so, we say im loy hischel, as the inference, as we said, if he didn't start yet, loy yaschel, he doesn't start, and he doesn't have to think of the words of tefillah to be involved in the things that the tzibur is involved with. That's why we ask from tefillah, because it's not just like in general where, wait a second, everyone's doing one thing, he's not doing something else. Okay, fine, but by tefillah, it's even more stark, that question, because not all, it's obvious to everyone, because generally you're not looking at this person's lips moving or not. But if everyone's standing up for Shmoneh Esrei and he's not, therefore that's why we ask for Shmoneh Esrei over Birchas Krishma, but yes, we could have asked from Birchas Krishma too. Now, but Taisa asks another point. Then, if you're going to say, Kibin de la Yoda, time of the Besamach, since at this point in the Gemara, the questioner didn't know the reasoning that the Gemara is going to ultimately explain, that no, Shmoneh Esrei is different, that the reason why there he doesn't have to be Mahar is because there's no Malchus Shemayim like Shema. By Shema, you're right, you're not fulfilling the obligations, but we require you to think in the word simply so that you should be engaged in the idea, but that's because of Malchus Shemayim, whereas Shmoneh Esrei doesn't have that. The Gemara at this point doesn't know that difference. So then, therefore, as Taisis, so Yiksha Gamla Ravinam, why is the Gemara asking this question of what's the difference between Tefillah and Krishma? Only according to Rav Chisda, the Gemara should have asked it also according to Ravina, that he holds that a Balkari, the reason why he has to think in the words of Shema is because actually here is Kedibur Dami. It's actually like you're saying the words. So then the question is, and therefore we want you to think it so that you fulfill your obligation, so Mali Krishma Birchas Hamazon, then the Gemara should have asked that same question that it asked on Rav Chisda, should ask on Ravina. What's the difference between Krishma and Birchas Hamazon? Yes, mit Tefillah, more than Tefillah. Just like you have to think in the words of Krishma and Birchas Hamazon, so you should have to think in the words of Tefillah. Why is the Gemara only asking this question on Rav Chisda? Says Taisiv Yishlam, what you could say is, the Ravina Nicha. No, Korn Ravina wasn't difficult. Why? Because Kivan Dehir Kedibur Dami, since he holds that thinking is like speaking, Yesh lahatzriche b'kriyashma b'berchas hamazon. So that's why we obligate him to think in the words of Shema and berchas hamazon. Shem midai raisa for biblical obligations. Although you can't do it in the regular way of speaking, but it's biblical, and here is Kedibra. So we want you to fulfill your biblical obligation, so we mandate that you should think. That's Yosem Tefillah Drabbanan. That's more than Tefillah, where, okay, you can't speak because you're a Balkari, so we're not going to obligate you to think of it because that's only rabbinic. But the Gemara's question was, according to Rav Chisda, Kiven the hearer in the Kolom, he holds hearer's Lav Kedibra, so it's essentially like nothing. Rak, Shloye, Hey, Yesha, Butlas. Just that we don't want you to be sitting there and doing nothing, that's where the Gemara's question was relevant. Malik Krishma, Malik Tfilah. So what's the difference? Krishma, Tfilah doesn't make a difference directly, Rabbani. You're not filling the obligation anyway. The only way you're thinking is that you shouldn't be idle and doing nothing. So then the same thing, Shiba, Beit Tfilah, you also shouldn't be sitting idle and doing nothing. That's why the Gemara's question was only on Rav Chisda, not on Ravina. Now, we continue with the next Taisis, the Ramaschal. Taisis begins with the words of the Gemara, which was on the same idea that, ha, it sounds like Eloi Aschal, but if the Balkari didn't start Shemayin Asir, then Loi Aschal shouldn't start. Which Taisis come to explain that, not to say that, yes, you shouldn't say the words of Shemayin Asir if you're Balkari, but maybe you should think the words. And that is, the Gemara was asking Rav Chisda, that why is it the halacha by Shemayna Esrei that we say that if he's a middle davening Shemayna Esrei with the tzibra and he recalls that, wait a second, he's about carry, okay, don't stop, but be makatsu. But the inference said the Gemara was, but if he didn't start yet, then they shouldn't start. And that we don't say, not like Rav Chisda, that, oh, he has to be mehar b'tfilah, so that he's involved with the things that the tzibra is involved with. Why? Why is tfilah different than that of Shema? And that's what the Gemara addresses, as we mentioned in the previous Taisis. But Taisa asks, wait, what's the Gemara's proof to ask the question on Rav Chisda? V'etam, if you're going to say, Eima dibedibur kamar, wait a second, what are we talking about? The person in the middle of davening Shemayin Esrei. So he said, if he recalls the middle, okay, don't stop, just a bridge. But yes, if you recall before you start, oh, don't start, but don't start what? Don't start the Bedibu Kamer, don't start saying the words, but I'll be here a shopper dummy. But maybe yes, but you should think with the words of the Tefillah with the Tzibur, like Rav Chisda said, so that you should be involved with the words that the Tzibur is involved with. How do you see, not like the way they're interpreting for Rav Chisda? So that Taisa says, V'Hashem, what you could say is, because the Mashma, it does sound like Delo Yascha, that you shouldn't start a Tefillah here even with thinking. What's the proof? Says Taisus, Medelei Kamer, from the fact that the Braisa doesn't say two options. It doesn't say Yikatsa Bedibur, you should be short on your words, O Yahar Bariches, or to be lengthy in your thinking. So it doesn't give you the option about what's the halach if you didn't start yet. It doesn't say, oh, if you're middle of saying it, okay, Yikatsa Bedibur. But it doesn't say the other option, if you didn't start yet, that you should be thinking about it long because you can't say any words. Obviously is because, no, there is no such option of thinking. And if you didn't start, you're not going to start at all, even with thinking. And therefore, that was the Gemara's question on those who are trying to resolve the interpretation of Rav Chisda. Now, we're continuing the next Taisus. The Taisus come to explain that you have to have the Girsa as we have it in our Gemara. And that is, in our Gemara, the Gemara had answered that, no, it's not a difficulty on the way we're answering for Rav Chisda, because Krishma and Brechsa Mazen is Dairais, and therefore Balkari has to think about them as they're being said. But Tefillah is rabbinic, and therefore we don't obligate him to think in those words. Now Taisa says that Hachigar Sinan, this is the Girsa we have in our Gemara, as we do have it in our Gemara, that the Gemara's answer is, Ella, rather, when do we obligate you to think? It is Krishma and Brechsa Mazen Dairaisa, by biblical obligations. But Tefillah Drabbanan, by Tefillah, which is rabbinic, there we don't obligate you to think about it. Now says Taisus, "V'loy gersinan midi basach," and there is no girsa, there's no text that we should have over here after these words that we just quoted. Ad Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, until the words of Yehuda Marav, which come on later on, as is in our Gemaras, that there's no such words there in our Gemara. In contrast to what Taisus is surely going to bring, that there are some gersais, as our Rashi brought also certain gersais. So there's no other words. That's where the Gemara ends. Now Opirsha Kuntris, the Rashi explains, which Mefarshim point out, Rashi by us doesn't say this, what Tosis is bringing from Rashi, that Kriyishma Dairaisa. The question is, that, what do you mean? How could you say in the Gemara that Kriyishma is Dairaisa, but there is an opinion that holds Kriyishma is only rabbinic? So how could the Gemara be answering that Kriyishma is Dairaisa? So that says Rashi, Kivin She'eino Em Emes V'Yatsiv, because we're talking about where he didn't say Emes V'Yatsiv. as Taisa says, Kinipirashna Bimasnitan, as Taisa himself in Divrei Maschil Balkari explained in the law of the Mishnah, that even those who hold Krishma as Dirabanan is only when you're saying Emes V'yatzev. But in our Mishnah, we're talking about that he didn't say Emes V'yatzev because the Balkari can't say Birkas Krishma, so hence it really comes out that Krishma, for a different law in the Krishma, which is the Yitzis Mitzem that we mentioned in the Parashah of Yemer, makes it biblical, and therefore everyone's going to agree that over here Krishma is Dereis, and therefore he has to be Mahar in the Parashah of Krishma. Now, however, Taisa says that V'yesh Svarim Gersim, not like what he just brought before, not to have any other text in the Gemara. There are some Gemaras that bring the text that the Gemara has a question. Krishma, how are you saying to answer the question that tefillah is different than the case of Krishma and Birchas Hamazon? That Krishma and Birchas Hamazon, you have to be Mahar as a Balkari. And tefillah not, because Krishma and Birchas Hamazon Dereisa. That the text of the Gemara that Tais is bringing says Krishma Drabanu, it's rabbinic. Umishani, and that the Gemara answers according to those Gersois bring these words, Ella rather, no, a different answer. Krishma is b'malchus shemayim. The reason why you have to be mahar b'krishma, you're right, it's only rabbinic, but because it talks about mimakam b'malchus shemayim. Or b'rchus hamazon, there is, you have to be mahar b'rchus hamazon like our Mishnah said, because that's biblical. Which tefillah doesn't have either one of that, it's drabanan, and it doesn't have b'malchus shemayim, doesn't have melech ha'ilam, and therefore, you do not have to be mahar. The chena girsa b'pesha kuntras, and Rashi brings this girsa also as one of the different girsais in our Gemara. But says Teisa b'kasha, but it's difficult. Because the b'masnitin Pirashnu in our Mishnah, we explained this. We just quoted Taisus quoting his Taisus from earlier Taisus. The Krishma Dereis Lekul Alma. What do you mean? We said, according to everyone, even according to the opinion that whole generally Krishma is Derabanan, in our Mishnah, everyone's going to agree that the Krishma is going to be Dereisa. Why? Kimish Le'ama Emes V'yatsev. Because you're not saying here Emes V'yatsev. So you're not saying your Tzitzim time, which is Achib Dereisa, in any other way. Because that's how the case of our Mishnah is talking about, like we said, because since he's a Balkari, it's not permitted to say Emes V'yatsev. So therefore, according to everyone, Krishma is Dereisa because you have to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim. So therefore, Taisa says it wouldn't seem to be correct that Girsa that we're bringing that the Gemara is asking, oh, Krishma Derabanan, and the Gemara is acceding to that and saying, oh, for a different reason you have to mahar by Krishma because Malchus Shemayim. It's not true. Krishma is Dereisa according to all opinions in the case of our Mishnah. Now, however, Taisa brings the Begam that there's also Yesh Svarim Gersim. There's some other Girsais that are brought in different Gemaras that. It has a different interpretation, different girsa, but it's going to have the same question of Taisus. That the Gemara says, Shani Tefillah, the Gemara answers that, oh, Tefillah is different. The less b'malchus shemayim, because it doesn't mention malchus shemayim, in contrast to Krishma, it has all malchus shemayim, and therefore the Balkari is mahar by Krishma and not by Tefillah. And on that, the Gemara asks, okay, fine, that answers the difference between Tefillah and Krishma. But v'hari birchas hamazon, but yeah, birchas hamazon, the less b'malchus shemayim, this doesn't mention malchus shemayim. Because that's what according to these Gesais, the differential is regarding Malchus Shemayim. Birchas Hamazon doesn't have that. What's not, and therefore the Gemara asks according to those Gesais, well, in our Mishnah that says, Al-Mazin Mevarch L'Achar V'chula, that you do have to think of Birchas Hamazon in your head. But why? There's no Malchus Shemayim. Allah rather says that Gersa, the Gemara answers, Hainu time, and the reason is, the Kriyishma is by Malchus Shemayim. Yeah, the reason why Kriyishma, you are Mahar, and not by Tefillah is because Kriyishma has Malchus Shemayim. Ubirch Zemazin, you're right, although it doesn't have all Malchus Shemayim, but it's Dereis, it's biblical. Whereas the Tefillah, Drabban, and Tefillah is rabbinic, and it doesn't have Malchus Shemayim, therefore you're not going to be Mahara. But says Taisa, but Gamal Girsa Zu, Kasha, according to this Girsa, it's also difficult, because this Girsa is agreeing that Krishma, you're right, is rabbinic, but it's going to be, you have to be Mahara because of Malchus Shemayim. And that Taisa says, no, here everyone, as Taisa pointed out before, everyone agrees, even if generally the whole Krishma is Drabban, here's going to be Dereisam, because the Barashim, like we explained, and therefore Taisa disagrees with those Girsais, rather not to have any other Girsa in the Gemara, because Krishma, according to everyone in this case, is Dereisam. Now we continue to the next Taisa, Divrei Maschil, where Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Safik Le'Ama Emes V'yatzev. Someone's not sure if he said the Birchas Krishma of Emes V'yatzev, Chayzer has to go over and say it over again. So Taisa can explain what's the case of the suffix of what he doesn't know if he said Emes V'yatzev. And that is the Gemara brought from Rabbi Yehuda, that if a person has a suffix, if he said Krishma, he does not repeat Krishma. But if he has a doubt if he said Emes V'yatzev, then he does have to repeat Emes V'yatzev. Why? Because Krishma, these opinions hold, is rabbinic. So, Safik Drabban is the Kula. Emes V'yatzev is Dereisa because as the Parashah of Yitzis Mitzrayim, which you have to recall as a biblical obligation, so therefore, you have to, because of the Safik Dereisa, you have to repeat over Emes V'yatzev. And that is Taisa asks to take a second look and says, Betema, and it's a wonder. Because how do you understand this case of you're not sure if he said Emes V'yatzev? You obviously have to say, you have to say that this person who's not sure if he said Emes V'yatzev, the Birchas Krishma of the morning Shachas, that obviously is also in doubt if he even said the Krishma itself. As Taisa explains, because if let's say he was confident, he was clear that he did say Krishma, And Vesavik of MSV Yasav, if that was only, I'm not sure, did I say Birchas Kriyishma of MSV Yasav or not? Then says Taisis, the Gemara's logic wouldn't make sense. Because Lo Yemen Atara, then the Bruch of MSV Yasav would not be biblical. And that's why you say you have to repeat O MSV Yasav, because Kiman Shehiski Tzizm Tzim Kriyishma, because once you said Kriyishma, and in Kriyishma is the parash of a Yomer, and therefore you already said Yitzizm Tzim in the Kriyishma that you know for sure you did say, Vim Kain, if that's the case, so therefore it's obvious that you're not sure if you said parash of Kriyishma. And that's Taisa's proof, because if you know you say Kriyishma, then you wouldn't have what the Gemara is saying, that MSV Yasav, that you would have to repeat it because of Savik Darius Lachuma, you wouldn't have that. So based on that presumption, Taisus continues, says, well, the imkain, if that's the case, Hayil Mesubik Mishneim, just like we just now established, obviously the person who's not sure if he said MSV Yatsim is also not sure if he said over the parashah of Kriyishma. So Taisus has a difficulty. Why is the Gemara therefore saying this person is not sure if he said MSV Yatsim, which again includes Kriyishma, he has to repeat over MSV Yatsim. Taisus asks, Yachzil Kriyishma, if we're talking about that he obviously did not, he's not sure if he said either one of them, he should repeat over Kriyishma, not MSV Yatsav. Why? Because the Ispa Tarti, because when you're repeating over MSV Yatsav, you only have one benefit. If you say over Kriyishma, you're having two benefits. Malchus Shemayim v'Yitzis Mitzrayim. Because you're not sure if he said either one of them, you'll be getting both Yitzis Mitzrayim in the Parashat B'Yom, and also become all Malchus Shemayim, like you say in Shema Yisrael. And says Taish, the Hachi Adav, that's better. Milayim MSV Yatsav, then saying, just because the Gemara, as Taish is going to shortly in passing say, the Gemara is not obligating you because of your doubt to say both of them. You're going to say one of them. So if you're saying one of them, better say Kriyishma that has both than saying MSV Yatsav, like a Lechadav, which only has one of the elements, and actually says Kedama B'Mesamach Gamasdit, and the Gemara itself actually says this same logic regarding to the Halach of our Mishnah. The Gemara ultimately says that the reason why they permit a Balkari to think in the words of Kriyishma and not by MSV Yatsav, and they don't say to think in MSV Yatsav, which has Yitzis Mitzrayim, is because by Kriyishma you have both points. So therefore, why are we saying over here in this halacha, Savik lo MSV Yatsav, Yechayz in Yisayav MSV Yatsav? Why? But we established, obviously, it's also not sure if we said Kriyishma. So better say Kriyishma, which you'll get both, than MSV Yatsav, which you only get one. So by Marie, the Re says that the Vade Masnitin, that the definitive case of our Mishnah, Gaba Balkeri, by the one who has a seminal mission, now, she danu boi shloi omer kriyishma, v'loi MSV Yatsav kal. That case in our Mishnah, not talking about that he's in doubt, did he say it? We're just talking about that he can't say. He can't say kriyishma, can't say MSV Yatsav, can't say dvarim shebekdusha, can't say words of Torah, because it's about Keri. Now, v'on roitzim lahatr loi, now, but we want to permit something for him to do, it's about Keri. He can't say it, so he's going to think. So, hilkach toivu yaseh shem kriyishma, so therefore we say it's better for him, to, which one of the two are we going to pick for him? As our Mishnah says, he's going to say the parashah of Kriyishma because the ikar tarti. That's where we say, okay, say Kriyishma because there's both, as Taisad asked from that halacha of the Gemara later on. But to answer the question, says the Riyav al-Hacha, but in the case we're discussing over here in our Gemara, Shusafik imam MSV Yatsiv, where he's not sure, it's a different case. It's not regarding that Balkari, okay, you have to choose one of the two. No, we're talking about that he's not sure if he said MSV Yatsiv. Now, as now, and the Re says yes, and he's also in doubt if he said both of them, including Kriyishma, as we explained before. So that says the Re to explain our Gemara, Tovu Yaseh Shema MSV Yatsav, Melema Kriyishma. That's different than the Gemara later on with the Balkari. It's better to say O MSV Yatsav than saying over the Parashah of Kriyishma. So as Taisa explains why. The Kshiyema MSV Yatsav, when you say the Parashah of MSV Yatsav, Shema Yesh Litle Shetikin Nakol, maybe, you went and you fixed everything and you covered all your bases. Maybe, at least there's that possibility. As Taisa explains, Dim Kara Kvar MSV Yatsav, if you had, you're not sure, did you say did not say? If you had already said MSV Yatsav, so Taisa Gam Kara Kriyishma Kvar, that would also tell us that you for sure also said Kriyishma. Why? The Mistam is Bal Kedar Tfila. We would presume that the way you daven is the way people normally daven. The way you go is you say Pesuka Dezimra, Yishtabach, and then Birchas Kriyishma, and then Kriyishma of Achkech MSV Yatsav. You say Kriyishma, and then the Birchas Kriyishma afterwards, which is MSV Yatsav. The Yatsi, they stay in. And then if you said MSV Yatsav, so you also said Kriyishma, so you already fulfilled both obligations. Now, Vechina Mitem and Ibn, if you're going to say, Doloy Amakvar Shtein, that you didn't say both of them, Mikamalkam, however, Shema Amakriyishma, okay, so maybe you didn't say both, but maybe you said Kriyishma V'loy Ama MSV Yatsav, and you didn't continue on to MSV Yatsav, Shazel Yachalias, that's possible to be, because maybe after Kriyishma you got distracted and you didn't continue on, you didn't say MSV Yatsav. Now, V'ata, and therefore now, because you have MSV Yatsav, when you're repeating and you're not sure you said MSV Yatsav, but not, and you're going to say MSV Yatsav, Nimtza Shehish Makol, turns out that you took care of all your obligations, because previously you had said Shema, possibly, and you didn't say MSV Yatsav. Now by saying MSV Yatsav, you'll be having everything that you needed to say that you skipped. Now, Bechita, I'm never going to say, okay, Shema leikara leizeh leizeh. Okay, maybe you didn't say either one. Maybe you didn't say Shema and you didn't say Emes B'yatzim. Okay, but kibin the Svekuhu, since ultimately it's just a situation of doubt, kul hai lo atrachu rabban and laf such name. The rabbis didn't require you to say both of them, because either one that you're going to say over is going to fulfill your biblical obligation of Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's in both Emes B'yatzim and in the parashas of Shema. So they're not obligating you to say over both of them. You'll say over one of them. But there is one of the options, the middle option we spoke about, by saying Emes B'yatzim, you would have fulfilled everything. Aval, but says Taisis, if you're going to say over Kriya Shema, ain't zuta kam the Gemara kolkach. It's not such a great idea as saying over Emes B'yatzim, because you're not going to be possibly fulfilling all your bases. Because the Shema kar Kriya Shema Acheres, maybe actually, we're not sure. Not sure, did you say Emes B'yatzim, did you not? Did you say over Kriya Shema? No. So maybe you had actually already said Kriya Shema before. Now you're not gaining anything now by saying over Kriya Shema again the second time, because maybe you already said Kriya Shema once before. Now, moreover, and even if, let's say, it turns out later on that it's clear that he had not said Kriya Shema, and oh, therefore he's gaining now by saying over Kriya Shema again, but if that's the case, then we could also presume that means to say that you also didn't say over Emes V'yatziv. And therefore, that's what you're not gaining over here, because even if you're going to say over Kriya Shema, but you're not also getting a full service, and because you're not also saying over Emes V'yatziv, which you had skipped. And why are we presuming that if you didn't say Kriya Shema, that you also didn't say Emes V'yatziv? Like we mentioned the idea before. She'ein regilus lema Emes V'yatziv le Kriya Shema, because it's not normal for a person to have said the post Berachas Kriya Shema before he said Kriya Shema itself. And therefore, by saying over Kriya Shema now, he has not really fixed the whole thing. He has not really taken care of his doubt, because even if he had skipped Kriya Shema, because if he said a Kriya Shema, he's not getting anything now. If he didn't, so he's saying over Kriya Shema now, but that means Yosef didn't say Emes V'yatziv, and that you're not repeating. So therefore, Taisa says, in this case, it's better to say over Emes V'yatziv, because then possibly you're covering all your bases, than saying Kriya Shema, even though there's two ideas, and Emes V'yatziv only one, but regarding your doubt, you're better off saying Emes V'yatziv than saying Kriya Shema. Now, another interpretation, Oida Maharav Reb Shimon, he says, no, that actually the Ma'iri Shaper, you could explain the case of our Gemara, She'ein HaMesupik, that the only doubt that he has is Ela Me'emes V'yatziv, like the simple translation of the Gemara, the only thing that he's not sure about if he said Emes V'yatziv. Avo Baruhu Shakara Kriya Shema, but he's clear, it's definite to him that he did say Kriya Shema. And even so, which this was Taisa's question, have Emes V'yatziv deraisa. What I mean, if you said over Kriya Shema, so then you already took care of Yitzis Mitzrayim over there, so why would we have to say over Emes V'yatziv? You say you don't have to say over Kriya Shema because it's rabbinic. Emes V'yatziv you have to because of the parasha of Yitzis Mitzrayim. But if you already said Kriya Shema, so you already said Yitzis Mitzrayim in the parasha of Kriya Shema, so why would you have to say it over? It's not biblical, it's rabbinic. No, it says the Reb Shimon that no, have Emes V'yatziv deraisa. I could still explain to you that the parasha of Emes V'yatziv is biblical. Because what the Gemara means to say over here is, Suffolk, when it says that he has a doubt, Lo'oma Emes V'yatziv, it doesn't mean just the bercha of Emes V'yatziv. It means in Parashat Tzitzis. It means together with the Parashat V'yemi, which talks about Tzitzis, and Yitzis Mitzrayim is mentioned over there in that third Parashat of Kriya Shema. Shema Suffolk, he's in doubt. Because he's not sure if he didn't say Lo'i Parashat Tzitzis, but Lo'i Emes V'yatziv. He knows he said Shema, meaning the first two Parashas. He's just not sure if he said over the third Parashat with Emes V'yatziv. Now, Vim Kane, if that's the case, Loi Hiska Kalei Tzitzis Mitzrayim, maybe he didn't mention Tzitzis Mitzrayim at all, and therefore it is Deiraisa, and therefore we do go Luchum stringently, and you do have to repeat over Emes V'yatziv. Now, as Taisa explains, Reb Shimon, what he means to say is, what does that mean? How can you say it means with the Parashat V'yemer? Don't we always call that as part of Shema? But we're saying you're not sure if you didn't say over Shema, you're saying you're not sure if you didn't say over Emes V'yatziv. So Taisa explains, V'kul Milsa Tzitzis Mitzrayim, the whole topic of leaving Egypt, which is goes in from Vayomer into the bracha after that with Emes V'yatziv. Currently, Emes V'yatziv, he calls that the bracha of Emes V'yatziv. Why? Lafi, because the tam Emes V'yatziv, what's the reason of why we say the bracha of Emes V'yatziv? And why we repeat it? Have Meshumi, Tzitzis Mitzrayim. That's because of it mentions in their leaving Egypt. V'hilkach have a parasha of Tzitzis. That's why in the Gemara, according to the interpretation of Shimon, the parasha of Tzitzis, which we normally consider as part of Shema, Bechlal Emes V'yatziv in the Gemara is being considered part of the bracha of Emes V'yatziv, because there it also mentions the idea prominently of leaving Egypt. So what we heard from our Taisus was that according to the Ri, he explains that the case of our Gemara, that you're not sure if you said Emes V'yatziv, it is also going on Kriya Shema. Because we said if you know you say Kriya Shema, then you actually wouldn't have the subject deraisa lechomer, because you already said Yitzis Mitzrayim. Now, so the reason why do you say Emes V'yatziv and not Kriya Shema is because although that is also Malchus Shemaim and Yitzis Mitzrayim in the parasha of Shema, but if you say over Emes V'yatziv, it could be you're taking care of everything, whereas if you only say Kriya Shema, you're not taking care of everything because you're not going to be saying over Emes V'yatziv. According to Reb Shimon, the doubt is that no, the doubt of the person that he said emes v'yatzev means to say he's not sure if he said emes v'yatzev and the parsha v'yema of tzitzis. Oh, that's why emes v'yatzev is deraisa, because although he knows he said Shema, but he's not sure if he also said the third parsha of Shema, which is the parsha v'yema, which therefore he's not sure if he said any element of tzitzis mitzrayim at all. So although he's not in doubt regarding Shema, because he knows that he said that, but he is in doubt regarding emes v'yatzev with the parsha v'yema, and that's why it's sabi deraisa lochem. Now we continue in the next Tais of Dibri Maschal. Tais begins with the words of the Gemara that says, no, who that actually Bidibri Tariksiv. It's actually talking about learning the words of Tair. Which Tais is coming to explain, although we start off the Mesechta with a drasha from this Pasik that regarding Kriyishma, but that's just an Asmachta, which the Gemara had asked, that, what do you mean? Says B'shach B'chav Kamecha, which that sounds like that B'debartabam, you have to say the words of the Shema, biblically, in the evening and the morning. How could there be an opinion that says it's only rabbinic? So the Gemara says, no, that pasuk that B'shach B'chav Kamecha, that you have to say the words when you're at nighttime. And the daytime is actually talking about learning Torah. A person has to learn Torah 2 times a day, in the morning and the nighttime. Taisa says, "V'hadamrin le'el beparakama." We said on in the first parak in the beginning of the Masechta Beizim and Alf. Now we learned out that there's an obligation to say Krishma be'erv in the evening, mishum nechseva v'shachbach when you lay down. Krishma b'shachbacha. What do you mean? That pasuk is not talking about Krishma. It's talking about learning Torah, as according to this opinion that we're bringing in the Gemara. Says Taisa, "Asmacht v'almahu." Right, it's just an allusion to the halacha of Krishma. But really, it's rabbinic, and it's just that the rabbis found an allusion to it in the Torah, because the primary pasuk, as the Gemara is saying over here, is actually regarding learning Torah and not regarding the parsha of Shema. Now, Taiz begins with the words of the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon, Amar Rabbi Yechon, it says, "Ulevai she'yispal adam kol yom." If only a person would daven the whole entire day. And Taiz comes to explain that that's talking about specifically if he's not sure if he daven, because the Gemara, Berachah Machlekes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yechon, regarding a person if he's in doubt if he daven or not. Allah says, if you're not sure if you daven or not, you don't go and daven over again. Bichna says, you go and you daven over again, and he says the words that our Gemara quotes, that our Taisa quotes, and if only he would daven all day. So, the Re says, the halacha could be Yechanan, halacha follows the Kribi Yechanan, that yes, a person should daven all day long, but Vidavka b'safik is pal. But it's only as in his disagreement with Rabbi Elazar, only if a person is not sure if he daven, so then go ahead and daven over again, because yeah, if only you davened all day. But says the Re, but if a person knows for sure that he did daven, then loy, he shouldn't go ahead and daven over the tefillah again. And Taisa proves this because Teidi should know the mistama loy palig, because we can presume that he's not disagreeing with Ahad the Amr Yehuda Mishmul Besamech, with the teaching that Yehuda brings name Mishmul shortly, that says Beniskish Espal, if someone recalls in the middle of davening that he already davened, so this tefillah is unnecessary. He forgot that he went earlier to that day in Mincha. He's davening over again. So Shmuel said Paisik B'chul, he should stop even in the middle of a bracha. So therefore, most definitely, if you stop in middle, for sure we would tell you that you don't go and start initially if you know for sure that you started, and therefore Rabbi Yechanan wouldn't say his halacha over there that one should daven even starting initially. That's only if he's not sure, but if he's sure, then he also would agree that one should not daven over again. Now, but says Taisa B'chein, but the same thing would apply as this teaching of Rabbi Yechanan, that if only someone would daven all day long, not only if you're in doubt, but actually also im yachal chadish daven b'tfilas, if a person could go ahead and introduce something new and novel, a new bakasha in his tefillah, that actually even when he knows for sure that he daven, he could go ahead and daven over again, as the Gemara actually brings from Yehuda Mishmul himself later on, that it's not only if you're in doubt that we're saying Rabbi Yechanan's halacha applies, because we said he agrees that if you know for sure you daven, you shouldn't daven over again. Another case that one could go ahead and daven over again is if he could be mechadish something new in his tefillah. Now, we begin the words of Taisa Divrei Maaseh, begins with the words of the Gemara, actually yigia shliach tzibur lemoidim, only if it's not going to be that the shliach tzibur, that the chazan, will reach up to moidim. Which Taisa comes to explain the reason, why does a person have to finish his own private Shemayin Esrei before the shliach tzibur, who's repeating the Shemayin Esrei, is going to get up to moidim, which in this Taisa is a machlekes Rashi and Taisa. The Gemara brought from Avuna the following halacha, that if someone goes into the Beis HaKnesses into Shul, and he finds that the tzibur, they're davening Shemayin Esrei. So on that, Rav Huna said that if a person could start and finish his own private Shemayin Esrei before the shliach tzibur, who repeats it afterwards, will get up to Maidim, you could finish before he gets up to Maidim, then go ahead and go and start your own private Shemayin Esrei. But if not, don't daven. So Taisa comes to explain that v'taima, so what's the reason why we're so concerned that you have to end before the shliach tzibur gets up to Maidim? The reason is because lafi shetzarach l'shuach im atzibur, is because you have to go ahead and bow down with the tzibur, shle yirika kayfer b'misha tzibur mishtachem malay, so that you shouldn't look like you're denying who the public is bowing down to. So you can't start in daven Because if you're going to start on daven and you came in late and they're davening, but when they're getting to Maidim and everyone's the Shlich Tzibur saying Maidim, everyone bows down with the Shlich Tzibur, as they say Maidim Daban, they bow down. This person is a Melech Shemayin Esrei and he's not going to be bowing down. So it's like as if, why is this person not bowing down? As if he denies the God that everyone here, the Hashem, that everyone's bowing down to, and therefore don't do that. If you can't finish beforehand, wait. Bow down Maidim with them, and only after davening you should go ahead and start your own private Shemayin Esrei. Now, however, since that's the reasoning, Tais actually says, but actually then there's another approach, what we're going to do. Im Yegila Maidim, if this person who's starting his own private Shemayin Esrei will reach to Maidim, Kishashlich Tzibir Yegila Maidim, he'll get there exactly the same time as, like he came late and he's starting, but he calculates that when the Shlich Tzibur is going to start and get up to Maidim, he himself with his slow motion Shemayin Esrei will also be up to Maidim at the same time. Says Tais, actually, so the Shabbatim, and that's also a good option. Since he's bowing down with his friends, so it's not going to have that problem of like Nira, like as if he's denying in who the Tzibur is bowing down because he's bowing down at the same time. No one's going to see that any discrepancy between him and his friends. Aval, however, in Gemara Psikalei Kehagavna, but however, the Gemara didn't go ahead and say this option. Because that it's a more difficult option so that a person should be so precise to get to the same time of the Shlich Tzibur. They didn't mention it. And then only mentioned, okay, don't start your Shemayin Esrei. But really, says Taisus, according to this interpretation, why you can't start if you can't finish before the Shatz gets up to Maidim, the same thing would be if you could also start and get to the same time as it gets to Maidim. Now, but says Taisus, to clarify, Aval ein nira, but it would not seem to be the interpretation of this halacha, the Mishum Maidim Drabbanan, Nakar Hachi. That, oh, for a different reason, not like Tais. Tais says because you're not going to be bowing if you're in your private Shemayin Esrei. Tais says, but don't say the interpretation is because of the rabbinic maidim, shem mitzvah lanois, that you have an obligation, as we know, when the Shlich Tzibur is davening, when he gets with the maidim. The rest of the congregation says a rabbinic maidim, which is a different type of a maidim that's said with the Shlich Tzibur. And therefore, if a person is going to be able to get up to maidim with the same time, that wouldn't help according to this interpretation for him to start davening because he can't interrupt. He's not going to say the Maidim Drabbanan. He's going to be saying his own regular Maidim. So if that would be the interpretation, which would be that, no, the problem of not finishing before Maidim is not that you're not going to bow down, it's just you're not going to say the Rabbinic Maidim, then what Taisa just said of another option, Buhad Dinami, wouldn't apply. Says Taisa, but that's not the interpretation. Because we don't find the Maidim Rabban as being a primary halacha that's integral to be brought in the Gemara as it being integral, as being an ikar. And therefore, that's not so problematic. We wouldn't be concerned that if you can't finish to be able to say Maidim Rabbanan. Rather, it's like Taisa said before, it's because you're not going to bow down, and therefore you can't start if you can't finish by the time it gets up to Maidim. But Taisa, therefore, the second option still is viable. But if you're going to get up to the same time, you'll be bowing down, therefore that's going to be good. Now, Tais, however, brings a custom, Rabbeinu Tam HaYeragel. Rabbeinu Tam's custom was, Kishayim Mispal B'yachad, when he was davening his own private Shemayin Esrei, what's called Tefillah B'lachash, and let's say he was going longer than the rest of the Kila, and the Shlich Tzibur is already in the middle of a Shemayin Esrei, and Rabbeinu Tam's still doing his private Shemayin Esrei from beforehand. Kishachazn Megila Maidim, when the cantor would get up to Maidim, HaYikareim HaKol, what he would do is, although he was in the middle of his private Shemayin Esrei, he would bow down with everyone else in the shul, b'loy mir klal, without saying any words, because obviously he's in the middle of his Shemayin Esrei, but he would just bow down with everyone else. Like we said, there's a concern that if you don't bow down, it's like as if you're denying the God that everyone's bowing down to, so he would actually bow down with everyone else. Now, but Tesa points out, but he would only do this if he was in the middle of a blessing, or one of the blessings. B'saif bracha loy, but if he was at the end of a bracha, why baruch atah Hashem, then he actually wouldn't bow down with everyone else. Why? Because the Amalek Kaman, the Gemara tells us later on of Lamadalam and Olive, the Asr Lishchis B'Sev Kol Bracha Bracha, you're not allowed to go and bow down at the end of every single bracha, because that looks like you're not doing exactly like the Chacham initiated, because they said only by two brachas you bow down at the end, by Avos HaMaidim, so therefore you're not allowed to bow down by the rest, so therefore, although he would bow down, but only if he was in the middle of a bracha, not at the end of the bracha. Now, but Miho, however, Tesis does point out, although that seems to be a great option, wait a second, so you see, you could bow down even with Shemayin Esrei, but that's what Tais says. Legitchila, initially, ain lasis ken. You shouldn't do this like Rabbeinu Tam. You come in late to shul and say, okay, what's the difference? I'll start now, and even though I can't finish before Maidim, but I'll bow down when they get up to Maidim, even middle of Shemayin Esrei. Says Taisa, you can't do that, kedemash ma'achil, like it's obvious from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that no, if you cannot finish before he gets up to Maidim, don't start. So Lo Rabbeinu Tam, if he started with everyone else and he just had a long shemanesa, he would bow down, but that's only after the fact. But if you come late and you can't finish before, and then says Taisa, you can't rely on that option of bowing down in the middle of one of the brachas of shemanesa. Now, continuing on this sugya, as we bring here in our Gemara, Taisa brings the Vekas of Rashi B'Sukkah. Rashi writes himself the Sukkah, Perek Lulav HaGazel Naflam L'Chesem HaBeis, the following halacha. The Adam HaMispal, let's say someone's in the middle of davening his own private Shemayin Esay, and he has a longer Shemayin Esay, B'Shama Be'Pei HaChazen. Now, the Chazen is now saying Kaddish, Kedusha, he's either saying Kaddish, let's say he already finished Shemayin Esay, and they're ready by Kaddish, or in the middle of Shemayin Esay, he's saying Kedusha. So the halacha is, as we brought Rabbeinu Tam himself, you can't stop. As our Gemara also mentioned this idea, in Milo Shemayna Esrei, even for Amen Yeshmei Rabbi, you can't stop and answer with the Tzibur. So you can't say Kaddish, you can't say Kedusha. But what Rashi and Sukkah brings, Eli Yishtuk V'yam Tamab, what you should do is you should be silent and wait a little bit when the Tzibur is saying Kaddish and Kedusha, the Shemea Koina. Because listening is like saying, so although you can't not say the words, but you could do something that's like saying the words. How? When you listen and you're attentive, it's like you said it, and then you'll fulfill your obligation of a Kaddish Kedusha by just stopping and listening. Now, but again, says Taisa B'Yashem, what you could say is, Dilketchile in Lasis Kein. But initially, as our Gemara said, that if you came late and you're not going to finish before they get up to Kaddish or Kedusha, many different interpretations of the Gemara says, so you cannot start. Why not? Because Taisa says, although Rashi brings that if you did do the right thing, you started on time, but just your Shemayin Esrei went long, that you do stop and pause, but like a tchila in lasis kein, but initially one cannot do that, and Taisa explains why, because daniyah hashiva tfei de mitzvah, because an actual response with one's own words is considered more of a hider, more of a proper way of doing the mitzvah than just listening. And therefore, that's why the Gemara said that it's better not to start Shemayin Esrei if you're not going to be able to finish before the Shlich Tzibur gets up to Kedusha. Now, that was Rashi in Masechet Sukkah. However, Taisa brings that Rabbeinu Tam v'Ri HaYo'imrim, they actually said the Adrabah, to the contrary. They disagreed with Rashi's logic and halacha. Because they said, Ishim HeKo'ina, they took it even further. They said, wait a second. If Rashi's saying that you can't say, but you can pause, and then you'll fulfill the obligation by hearing it, why? Because Shemei is Ko'ina, hearing is like saying. So they actually said, have a Havsaka im Shaisik. If you're going to stop and be silent and listen, that's actually going to be interruption in your Shemayin Esrei that you're saying. Because you're saying the words through the halacha of Shemei Kaina, and you're not supposed to stop in the middle of Shemayin Esrei. Whereas previously, like we brought from Rabbeinu Tam, that if you bow down for Maidim, you're not being silent and stopping. You're just bowing down, and you continue to say Shemayin Esrei. That's okay. But they disagreed with Rashi in regards to stopping and listening, because if you're coming onto the logic of Shemei Kaina, then actually the Kaina is going to be a hefsek in the middle of Shemayin Esrei. But says Taisa Mikamakam, however, Taisa brings Nagu Am Lishtik B'Lishmaya, the custom of the people is to be silent and to listen. But God Laminika Taisa says, great is the custom that we do file like that, and if someone's a Menel Shemayin Esrei and he hears the Chazan get up to these things, Kaddish HaKadusha, he should stop and listen and then continue afterwards. Now, continuing on this halacha of our sugya that we're discussing regarding what happens if you come late to shul and you find people davening, what should you do? Should you start? But only if the Shlich Tzibah doesn't get up to different things we spoke about, Kaddish, Kedusha, different things that the Gemara spoke about, Maidim, that you have to finish beforehand. So Taisa adds on other variables that are also stringencies. B'Yerushalmi, in the Yerushalmi Perek Tvos HaShacha Kamar, the Yerushalmi brings as follows. Loi Hispal, let's say someone didn't daven yet. Ubo Matzin Mispal and Musaf, he comes in the shul and he sees, oh, they're middle of davening Musaf. So says the Yerushalmi, Im HaYedeya Shiyi Mispal, V'Goymer Achle Yaskel Shatz, if he realizes that he's going to be able to start and finish Hishmon Esri before the Shlich Tzibah doesn't start, K'telanas Amen, so that he'll be able to answer Amen on the bracha of the Shlich Tzibah, only then Mispal Amen could you start Yishmon Esri. But if you're not confident that you're going to be able to finish before he gets up to a bracha that you have to say Amen, then lo yispal. Then you can't daven your own Shemayin Esrei. You'll have to wait till you'll be able to say Amen, and then afterwards start your Shemayin Esrei. Now, it says the Yerushalmi, Be'eza Amen Amen. Which Amen are we talking about from the words of the Shlich Tzibur? So, plik about tre Amen, the Yerushalmi says the Machlek is of two Amen. Chadama one says, we're talking about Amen Shel HaKel HaKadosh. So, besides the fact that we said that for Kedusha, but also you have to be able to make it for the, even if, let's say, one fulfilled his obligation of Kedusha, but you have to be able to make it in time to answer Amen for the Bracha of HaKel HaKadosh. The Chadama, the other opinion says, but Amen Shel Shemei HaTfila. We're talking about the Amen of Shemei HaTfila. Now, says Yerushalmi, V'lo plik, actually, they're not disagreeing. Because Kam B'Chol, Kam B'Shabbos, one of them is talking about on a weekday, one of them is talking about on Shabbos, as the Yerushalmi explains. V'hadam Rinan, this one that says, B'Amin Shel Shemei HaTfila, you have to be able to make it for the Amin Shemei HaTfila, Hainu B'Chol, that's on the weekday. on Shabbos, you don't say Shemaya Tefillah. So therefore, they both agree to the other interpretations. On Shabbos, you have to make it for Kel HaKadosh. On the weekday, there's additionally, you have to be able to make it for Shemaya Tefillah. So it says Tosfos, L'kach Yesh Lazar, therefore one should be careful, besides all the opinions we said in the Gemara, that one has to make it before the Shlich Tzibah gets up to any one of these points, says Tosfos, you also have to be careful, L'anis Ha'amein Ba Kel HaKadosh, you have to be able to make it in time to finish before the Shlich Tzibah gets up, that you could answer Amen on the Bracha Kel HaKadosh. And V'gam L'anis Amen B'Shemaya Tefillah, so too on the weekday, one has to be able to make it before Shemaya Tefillah. Now, Mefarshim explained, wait a second, what's the point of Shemaya Tefillah? If you have to finish your Shemaya Esa before HaKel HaKadosh, obviously you can be finishing way before Shemaya Tefillah. On that, Mefarshim explained, though, there is a ramification. If, let's say, a person, he's a fast davener, he could start after he answered Amen HaKel HaKadosh, and the Shlich Tzibah is taking a long time, and he could finish before Shemaya Tefillah, then he could start and finish after HaKel HaKadosh, before Shemaya Tefillah, but he has to be able to finish before Shemaya Tefillah, because he has to answer Amen on that bracha too, which is also considered a very important bracha. Now, but one thing points out, Mitech Yishalmi, from this Yishalmi that we brought in, but the Yishalmi says that they would say in the Musaf of a weekday, because it was told about if you come late and they're middle davening Musaf. So the Yishalmi said, okay, fine. One says HaKel HaKadosh, one says Shemaya Tefillah. Okay, one's talking about a Shabbos Musaf, one's talking about a weekday Musaf. But one thing is that we see from the Yishalmi that they said on a weekday Musaf, that's where we say that you have to be able to make it in time to answer Amen and Shemaya Tefillah. So Mashmah, it sounds like from the Yerushalmi, Shahirigin Lemi Yudches Brachas Shlemis, that they would say a full Shemaya Esrei with all the 18 brachas, Ben Musaf Shalchel. With, on a weekday, when you say Musaf, when you say Musaf, they wouldn't have like the way we have it, which is an abridged Tefillah, which is one bracha in the middle, and the three brachas in the beginning and three at the end. No, they would say a whole Shemaya Esrei with the concept of Rishchaydish and Chalamayit in over there. But Rami, what Taisa says, however, we rely on what the Bavli brings later on. The Gemara says that Tamni straight talking. No, only thing that was instituted was 18 brachas, although we have 19, but that was later on. But and the idea is to have 18 brachas. Tishri light talking, they did not institute 19 brachas. And if in the Tefillah of Musab we're going to say 18 brachas, you're actually going to be adding on the bracha of Musab, it's going to be 19 brachas. So therefore, obviously, we say that you're not going to say a regular Shemaina Esrei by Musab, because then you have 19 brachas. And that's what the Gemara later on in Bavli says. We don't have 19 brachas, we only have 18. That's why we rely on that we don't have a full Shemaina Esrei. Now, however, says Taisis, Masha no Emim Anenu, but what's with the fact that sometimes we do say 19 brachas? We say the Tefillah of Anenu on a Tainis being Goyel or Rife, between the bracha of Goyel and of Rifeinu. Says Taisis, Lakash, that's not difficult. The only one who says that bracha as a 19th bracha is a Shlich Tzibra. Avayachad Kaila b'Shemei Tefillah, but an individual, he includes it in the bracha of Shemei Tefillah, and therefore, again, we only say 18, not 19, therefore, by Musab, we're not going to say a full Shemei Esrei because we don't want to say 19 brachas, and therefore, since we have to say the bracha of Musaf, obviously we're saying our own Musaf without the 18 brachas. Now, but the Oidam HaRav Reb Chaim, additional proof for our minik, not like the Yerushalmi, says Reb Chaim is the Isa B'Tesefta Behedi Kibin Again. We find in the Tesefta explicitly like our minik that we don't say a full Shemaina Esrei in the Musaf, even of a weekday Musaf, because the Kama Hasim, the Tesefta says Yamim Shiesh Ben Karba Musaf, days that there's a Karba Musaf, which also is a Tefillah of Musaf, Kagayin Rish Chaydish V'Chalamayid, which are the weekday days that you say Musaf. So says the Tesefta as follows. Halacha is by Arvis v'Shachris, by Meir v'Shachris, Mispal Yudchas Shleimus. You say regular Shemaina Esrei as is our custom. V'Oimim Ein Hamayir B'Avoid. You say Yalav V'Yavik, which is within that of the celebration of that day. You say in the bracha of Ritzei, which is our custom. Now, vim loyam, if a person didn't say yalav yalav, so the halacha is, as the halacha is, makzir no yisay, we make him go back. Now, it says that this after ubim musafim, and by musaf, a weekday musaf, we're talking about Rish Chodesh and Chalamayit, mispal shava, you say seven brachas, again, the three original and the three at the end. Vayim kedusha sayyem bem, so you're talking about the sanctity of that day, whether it be Rish Chodesh or whether it be Chalamayit in the middle, and again, that's exactly like our custom, and therefore, we don't say like the Yerushalmi. But says Taisa, actually, Birshami Nami Yeshlema the Torah Sefer. Actually, you could say that although we were saying this idea from the Yerushalmi, actually, you could say that it was an error of a scribe. And Velegas in the Shal Musab, that word of Musab shouldn't be over there. Ela rather, the Girsa should be Bo Matza and Mispalim. Someone came late and he found the Tzibra that's davening and not in the middle of Musab, because there is no Shemaya Tefillah in Musab, because we don't say a full Shemaya Esrei. And says Taisa actually Bechei Mashbi Yerushalmi Perek Mishamesi. And so too, it sounds like that from the Yerushalmi. In this parak, in the Yerushalmi, parak Mishamesei, the Gamzu HaMemek Ksubasham, the same teaching is written over there, and there it doesn't mention that of Musab at all, and therefore that's why we could say that actually it was an error in that other place, and actually there is no Musab with the full Shemaina Esrei, even according to the Yerushalmi. So ultimately, Tosfos explained that this, that one has to finish his own private Shemayna Esrei before the Shlich Tzibur gets up to Maidim, what's the reason? It's so that he could bow down with the Tzibur, that it shouldn't look like that he's not agreeing to the same God that everyone's bowing down to. And it's not because that we want you to be able to say the Maidim Drabban with the Tzibur. And based on that, Tosfos says that it comes out, another option actually is that you could also start and not even finish before, but if you get to Maidim the same time as the Shlich Tzibur, since he's bowing down with them, that's also going to be a good option. Moreover, Tosfos brought that Rabbeinu Tam, when he would be in his private Shemayna Esrei and he was going along and the Shlich Tzibur already started and the Shlich Tzibur got to Maidim, he would bow down with the Shlich Tzibur, but only if it was in the middle of a bracha, but not at the end of the bracha. But Tosfos says, initially, when you come late, to use that as an option is not proper, as our Gemara sounds like, that it's only if you could finish before, and then the Gemara does not give that option of bowing down in the middle of a bracha. Additionally, Tosfos brought that there was a Machlekes Rishayim regarding someone that damaged Shemayna Esrei, and he hears that the Chazan, he's middle of Shemayna Esrei, he's private Shemayna Esrei, and he hears the Chazan saying Kedusha. So Rashi says that, okay, so stop and listen to the Shlich Tzibur when he's saying Kedusha. But Rabbeinu Tam and the Reed, they hold that no, if you're going to listen to the Shlich Tzibur, then actually Shemei Ka'ina makes it as if you're actually saying the words, and that's going to be a Hefsek. But Tosfos says that the custom is to actually stop and listen, and that's a great thing of the Minhag to actually do. Additionally, Tosfos brought from Yerushalmi, from two different Amirom, does one have to finish the Shemayna Esrei before the Shlich Tzibur gets up to the Amen of Akela Kaddish or the Amen of Shemayna Tefillah, which Yerushalmi said actually both are true, one's on Shabbos and one on the weekday. Tosfos wrote from the words of Yerushalmi, it sounds like that they would say Shemayna Esrei, a full Shemayna Esrei, in a weekday Musaf. But our custom that we don't do that is because the Bavli disagrees with Yerushalmi later on in Perek Tefillas HaShachar, and that we hold that, no, there's no 18 brachas in the weekday because we only have 19 brachas, and if you're going to add on the bracha of Musaf, you're going to have 19, therefore, obviously, the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. Moreover, we rely on the Tosefta that says in the weekday Musaf, you say only 7 brachas, and Tosefta ultimately ends up and says that actually you could say the Yerushalmi itself is a Tosefta, is a scribal error, and not to have the Gersa of the word Musaf, because the Yerushalmi in our parak in the Yerushalmi actually does not mention the word of Musaf. Now we continue the next Tais Dibim Asl. Tais begins with the words of the Gemara, Ein Yochad Mespal Kedusha. An individual, he cannot say on his own Kedusha. Tais comes to explain, but if someone davened Shemayna Esrei with the Shlich Tzibur, then actually has halacha as if he was davening with the Tzibur, and he actually says Kedusha. The Gemara brought that Rav Huna and Rav Yishuv ben Levi, they disagree. Does an individual on his own, when he's davening Shemayna Esrei himself, could he say Kedusha or not? Rav Huna said that the individual could say Kedusha on his own. Rav Yishuv ben Levi says he cannot say Kedusha. Now Tais says, V'chein halacha, so is the halacha, like Rav Yishuv ben Levi, that, as our Tosfos quoting from the words of the Gemara, that an individual cannot say Kedusha. Aval, but this is an important clause. Tosfos says, Hamespal yudches im achazan. Let's say someone is davening Shemayna Esrei with the chazan, which he's not doing his own lachash before, and he's davening word for word with the chazan. So, l'kshigia shatz l'kedusha. So, when the Shlich Tzibur gets up to Kedusha, yoymer im ha-Shlich Tzibur n'kadosh, then he says actually all the words, not just the words that the Tzibur answers, he says all the words with the Shlich Tzibur of n'kadosh, v'chala Kedusha mishalom yochalanus ha-Tzibur, and he can actually answer all the words of the Kedusha with the Tzibur, says Tosfos the ein zekar yachad, because that's not considered being an individual, because since he's saying it with the Shlich Tzibur, it's as if he has that halachic status as a Tzibur. So, although we rule that a yachad, his own Shemayna Esrei, he cannot say the words of Kedusha, but together with the Shlich Tzibur, it's as if he is the Tzibur, and therefore there the halacha would agree that he could go ahead and say Kedusha.